الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ونثبت الخلافة بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا لأبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه تفضيلا له وتقديما على جميع الأمة. The author said, we confirm that the Khilafah, the Caliphate, after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went firstly to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah raise his rank, distinguishing him above others and giving him precedence over the whole nation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شرح ذلك أنه يجب إثبات الخلافة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، يجب الإثبات الخلافة لأبي بكر رضي الله عنه بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The explanation: it is a must to believe that Abu Bakr, may Allah raise his rank, took the post of a caliph in a valid way after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يعني يجب الاعتقاد أن خلافة أبي بكر كانت حقا ثابتة له. It is a must to believe that Abu Bakr became a caliph in a valid way, in the proper way. ومن رد ذلك فقد طعن في الصحابة جميعا بمن فيهم، يعني مضمون كلامه الطعن في الصحابة جميعا بمن فيهم علي، لأنهم كلهم بايعوه. The one who does not accept that, as if he is discrediting all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because all of them gave allegiance to Abu Bakr, including Ali radiyallahu anhu. في أثناء خلافة علي سأله سائل: أنت تأخذنا إلى الحرب، معنى كلامه أنت تأخذنا إلى الحرب، هل هذا بعهد من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إليك؟ يعني الرسول قال لك أنت تكون الخليفة وتقول للناس حاربوا معي هنا أو هناك؟ فقال علي: لا. One time during the caliphate of Ali رضي الله عنه, a man asked him, you are taking us to war to fight some people, is this by a clear statement from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that you are going to become a caliph, and when you become a caliph, then fight these people and these people. Ali responded, no. قال لكن لما مات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نظرنا في أمرنا فرضينا لديننا فرضينا لدنيانا من رضيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لديننا يعني في مرض وفاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس أمر أن يؤم الناس أبو بكر في الصلاة علي قال بعد وفاة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام نظرنا في أمرنا وجدنا أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قد رضي أبا بكر في أمر ديننا قدمه علينا ليؤمنا فنحن رضيناه في أمر دنيانا وبايعناه. So Ali said, after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, we checked our situation. We found that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام judged Abu Bakr as chose Abu Bakr to lead us in the matter of the religion, because before the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he was sick before he died, he ordered Abu Bakr to lead the people in the prayer. So Ali said, the Prophet appointed Abu Bakr to lead us in the matter of the religion, which is the prayer. So we chose him to lead us in the worldly matters. قال فبايعته. He said, I paid allegiance to him. وكنت أغزو إذا أغزاني وأخذ إذا أعطاني وأقيم الحدود بين يديه. He said, I used to go to war if he ordered me to do that. If he gave me a share from the spoils, I used to take it. If he ordered me to punish someone, I used to do it. قال ثم مات أبو بكر فبايعنا عمر وكنت أغزو إذا أغزاني وأخذ إذا أعطاني وأقيم الحدود بين يديه. After the death of Abu Bakr, we paid allegiance to Umar. I did the same thing. If he ordered me to go to war, I would go to war. If he gave me a share of the spoils, I would take it. If he ordered me to punish someone, I would do it. قال ثم عثمان. He added, then عثمان, the same thing. قال ثم بايعني الذين بايعوا أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان. Then the same people who paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman, they paid allegiance to me to be a caliph. معناه كما أن أولئك استحقوا الطاعة بذلك أنا أستحق الطاعة بذلك. This means just as they deserved to be obeyed by becoming a caliph, I became a caliph in the same way. So I deserve also to be obeyed. كما ترون علي صراحة أثبت الخلافة لأبي بكر وعمر وعثمان. As you can see, Ali explicitly mentioned that the caliphate of Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman was valid. وحقيقة هو يعني ابنه محمد بن الحنفية كان من سبي يعني أمه كانت أمة عند علي من سبي بني حنيفة، وصلت إليه من طريق أبي بكر رضي الله عنه. An example of what he said is the mother of his son Muhammad. His mother was a slave woman from the tribe of Hanifa, those who apostatized after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ali got it through Abu Bakr, the Caliph. He gave her to him. Ali got her, sorry. Through Abu Bakr, he gave her to him. لما مات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحابة يعني أصابهم ما أصابهم من الحزن والقلق. As you know, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام died, the companions were very sad. اجتمع قسم منهم المهاجرون في مكان والأنصار في مكان. A part of them, the immigrants, they gathered in one place and Al-Ansar gathered in another place. ثم أبو بكر وعمر قالا نذهب إلى إخواننا من الأنصار. Then Abu Bakr and Umar said, let's go to our brothers among Al-Ansar. جاءهم واحد قال لهم الأنصار مجتمعون في سقيفة بني ساعدة يعني يتداولون ماذا نفعل بعد وفاة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. A man came to them and told them that Al-Ansar are gathered in a place and they are discussing what to do after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Abu Bakr wa Umar asra'a ila hunak. Abu Bakr and Umar rushed to go there. Khafa an yahsula min al-ansar tasarruf fi ghayri mahallihi. They were worried that al-ansar would do something which is not in place. يعني لو أن الأنصار عينوا إنسانا منهم يكون حاكما بعد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لخالفوا بذلك حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام الأئمة من قريش. فماذا يحصل عند ذلك؟ يصير بلبلة. لذلك أسرع أبو بكر وعمر إلى هناك. Because if Al-Ansar agreed to appoint someone who is among them as a ruler after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, then they would be breaching the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام الأئمة من قريش, which means the caliph has to be from the tribe of Quraysh, and that would lead to tribulation. This is why Abu Bakr and Umar rushed to get there. Umar sara وصلوا إلى وصلا إلى هناك. They got there. فقام واحد من الأنصار فسلم وقعد. They said السلام عليكم and they said. واحد من الأنصار قام وقال منا أمير ومنكم أمير. أنا عندي الحل. هكذا نفعل. One among Al-Ansar said, I know what to do. We choose two rulers, one from Al-Ansar and one from Al-Muhajirin. Umar كان أعد في قلبه كلاما يقوله. Umar prepared something to say. فأراد أن يتكلم. He wanted to speak. أبو بكر hold him. منعه أبو بكر. قال عمر فتكلم أبو بكر على البديهة بكل ما كنت أريد أن أقول. عمر said, أبو بكر without preparing, he talked and he said all what I wanted to say. لما رأى عمر الحال, when عمر saw what is going on, أراد أن يسرع في استقرار الأمر. He wanted to rush and do something to help that things settle down quickly. فأخذ بيد أبي بكر قال مد يدك أبايعك. فبايعه على الخلافة. He took the hand of Abu Bakr. The Arabs used to have the habit when they wanted to pay allegiance to shake hands. So he took the hand of Abu Bakr. He shaked his hand and he paid allegiance to him. لما رأى الأنصار ذلك تتابعوا على بيعة أبي بكر. When Al-Ansar saw that, they all paid allegiance to Abu Bakr. وبايعه باقي الصحابة. And the rest of the companions paid allegiance to Abu Bakr. Ali وبعض الناس كانوا مشغولين بأمر دفن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ali and some companions were busy in preparing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to be buried. فلم يبايع مع الذين بايعوا. He did not pay allegiance to Abu Bakr with the others. على كل حال علي كان يعرف أن البيعة وقعت لأبي بكر. يعني بايع أو لم يبايع ثبتت البيعة. علي did not take care to go himself and pay allegiance to Abu Bakr because he knew that that's it. Now Abu Bakr is a caliph. So whether he does it or he does not do it, the reality is Abu Bakr is now a caliph. لكن بعد مدة سمع بعض الناس يتكلمون في هذا الأمر. But after some time, he heard some people talking about this issue. يعني أن عليا ما بايع أبا بكر. That is, Ali did not pay allegiance to Abu Bakr. Always there are some people who like to cause problems. Willingly or not willingly, but there are people who do not weigh things properly before talking. لما سمع علي ذلك خرج وأبو بكر في المسجد والناس مجتمعون فجاء إليه فبايعه على رؤوس الأشهاد. So when Ali knew about that, he went to Abu Bakr when Abu Bakr was in the mosque and many people in the mosque, and he paid allegiance to him in front of all these people. فالذي لا يثبت بيعة أبي بكر يكون طاعنا في الصحابة كلهم. هذا مضمون كلامي. So anyone who says that the Abu Bakr was not, يعني the caliphate of Abu Bakr was not valid, he would be contradicting the consensus of all the companions and actually despising all the companions. الذي يزعم أن أبا بكر أخذ الخلافة ظلما. The one who claims that Abu Bakr took the caliphate unrightfully, هذا كأنه طاعن في كل الصحابة, في كل الصحابة, as if he is despising all the companions. وهو مخالف للقرآن لعدة آيات من القرآن ولأحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And his statement contradicts several verses in Al-Quran. And several hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. الله تبارك وتعالى قال في القرآن والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. The first batches among Al-Muhajirin and the first batches among Al-Ansar and those who followed, who came after them and followed them properly, all these people are accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Abu Bakr kana minhum, wa Umar kana minhum, wa Uthman kana minhum, wa Ali kana minhum. The four caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, were among the first batches of Al-Muhajirin. So they were among those people that Allah praised in Al-Quran. وذكر الله في هذه الآية أنهم في الجنة ومدح من يتبعهم. In this verse Allah mentioned that they will be in paradise and Allah praised those who would follow them. فبعد هذه الآية لا يبقى شك في صحة خلافة هؤلاء الأربعة. So after this verse, one should not doubt, after knowing about this verse, one should not doubt about the validity of the caliphate of these four caliphs. لأنهم كلهم من السابقين الأولين. Because all of them are among the first batches of the companions. وَقَدْ أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ أَن نَتَّبِعَهُمْ. And Allah ordered us to follow them, to follow their path. وَأَنَّهُ رَاضٍ عَنْهُمْ. And Allah told us that they are accepted by Him. فَلَا يَصِحُ أَن يَكُونُوا فَسَقَةً فَجَرَةً ظَلَمَةً. So no one among them would be an enormous, an unjust, enormous sinner. واسم وأبو بكر رضي الله عنه كان اسمه عبد الله. The name of Abu Bakr was Abdullah. Abu Bakr was like Abu Bakr kunya. Abu Bakr like a title. أما اسمه فهو عبد الله. His name was, which his parents, يعني his parents named him Abdullah. واسم أبيه عثمان. His father's name was Uthman. لكنه شهر بأبي قحافة. But his father was famous by Abu Quhafa. وكان يلقب رضي الله عنه بالعتيق. Abu Bakr had, يعني he was known also by the term العتيق. وذلك لأنه اعتق من النار. This is because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him that he is among the people of paradise and he is not going to be tortured. in hellfire. واشتهر بين المسلمين وأجمع المسلمون على تسميته بالصديق. And all the Muslims agreed to call him as-Siddiq. You say Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, don't you? Yeah. لشدة تصديقه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because he had a strong, he was very, very strong in believing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لذلك سمي بالصديق رضي الله عنه. This is why he was called by الصديق. مرة كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول للصحابة إن رجلا كان يركب بقرة فالتفتت إليه البقرة وقالت ما لهذا خلقت إنما خلقت للحرث يعني تستعملني للحرث لا تركبني أنا لست حصانا. الصحابة تعجبوا نظروا إلى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام نظرة تعجب ليس نظرة شك نظرة تعجب. قالوا بقرة تتكلم يا رسول الله يتعجبون. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فإني أصدق بذلك وأبو بكر وعمر. يعني هذا يدل على شدة تصديق أبي بكر وعمر كذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One time the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was telling the companions that a man was riding an ox, an ox, بقرة في العربية تطلق على الذكر والأنثى. That a man was riding an ox, and the ox looked at him and said, "This is not why I was created. I am created to be used in plowing the earth." The companions were surprised. It appeared on their faces and they mentioned something about it. They did not doubt what the Prophet said. But they were surprised. Like an animal that talks. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام replied, فإني أصدق بذلك وأبو بكر وعمر. He said, anyway, I believe in this. Abu Bakr do and Umar. Abu Bakr does and Umar does. This reflects how strong Abu Bakr was in believing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم في غد ليلة المعراج. The next day after the night of Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj. جاء بعض الناس إلى أبي بكر. قالوا انظر ما يقول صاحبك بعض الكفار. Some blasphemers came to Abu Bakr and they said, don't you hear what your companion is saying? They meant the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال ما يقول? He said, what is he saying? قالوا يقول ذهب إلى بيت المقدس ورجع في ليلة واحدة. They said, he's saying he went to بيت المقدس and he came back in one night. فورا أبو بكر قال إن كان قاله فقد صدق. Immediately Abu Bakr said, if he said so, then this is true. ثم قال أصدقه بخبر السماء ولا أصدقه بخبر الأرض. يعني أصدقه أن الملك ينزل عليه من السماء في لحظة لطيفة في وقت قصير ولا أصدقه أنه ذهب إلى بيت المقدس ورجع في ليلة. He added to that, I believe him that he's getting the revelation. So I believe that the angel comes to him in a very short time from the sky. Wouldn't I believe him that he went to Bayt al-Maqdis and came back in one night? لأجل شدة تصديقه للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لقب بالصديق. Because he was very strong in believing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was called also الصديق. وقد كان لأبي بكر رضي الله عنه مناقب كثيرة جدا. أبو بكر had many merits رضي الله عنه. زيادة على ما ذكرناه, on top of what we already mentioned, فقد كان أول من أسلم من الرجال. He was the first man who embraced Islam. ولم يكن منه تردد لما دعاه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى الإيمان. Even he did not hesitate when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام called him to believe. لما كان يعرف من أحوال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Based on what he knew about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد لزم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حين إسلامه إلى أن مات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He stayed with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام from the time he embraced Islam until the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكان معه في كل غزواته. In every time that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went to a battle, Abu Bakr was with him. He did not leave him even once. ما فرقه إلا فيما أذن له فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج ونحوه. He did not separate from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام except when the Prophet gave him permission to make al-hajj or the like. وقت الهجرة, when the Prophet wanted to immigrate, أخبر أبا بكر, he told Abu Bakr. أبو بكر أول شيء قاله الصحبة يا رسول الله, اجعلني معك صاحبك. When the Prophet said that, the first thing Abu Bakr said, الصحبة يا رسول الله, which means, let me go with you. Let me be your companion. فلما وافق النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام صار يبكي. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said yes, he started to cry. بعض أهل أبي بكر قال كانت تلك أول مرة أرى إنسانا يبكي من الفرح. One, a member among the family of Abu Bakr said, that was the first time that I see someone crying out of happiness. وقد مدحه الله تعالى في القرآن بما تعلمون ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا, أي إن الله ينصرنا. And he is the one mentioned in Al-Quran in the verse that you know, ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Which means that the Prophet was one of two who were in the cave, and he told his companion, that is, he told Abu Bakr, do not be scared or afraid, Allah is supporting us. وذلك لأن أبا بكر لأن الكفار كانوا اقتربوا جدا من الغار. Because the blasphemers who were looking for the Prophet and Abu Bakr came very, very close to the cave. حتى إن أبا بكر قال لو نظر أحدهم تحت قدميه لرآنا. To a point that Abu Bakr said, if anyone among them would look down, he would see us. فخاف على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. He was worried and afraid for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليس أنه كان جبانا, not that he was a scary person, a coward person. لكنه خاف على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. But he was worried for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله معنا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him not to be scared. Allah is supporting us. ويروى أن أبا بكر لما كان في الغار وجد فتحة هناك ثقبا فخاف أن يكون فيه ما يؤذي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فما سده بقدمه. It is narrated that when they were in the cave, they found, Abu Bakr found a hole in the cave. So he was worried. Maybe there would be something there that would harm the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he put his foot at the entrance of the hole. He blocked it with his foot. وكان في هذا الثقب كان حية. There was a snake in that hole. عضت أبا بكر مرات ولم يزح قدمه. It bit Abu Bakr several times and he did not move his foot. رضي الله عنه. رضي الله عنه. وكان رضي الله عنه قوي الفهم. عدة مرات بعض الأمور اشتبهت على الصحابة ولم تشتبه عليه. He was very intelligent and sharp. Several times, several matters, the companions did not know how to explain them. They did not understand them properly from the Prophet. يعني they didn't know why is this? What is going on? They couldn't grasp what is going on. And Abu Bakr did. Every time, many of them didn't, Abu Bakr did. رضي الله عنه. كما حصل في غزوة الحديبية. An example of that is what happened in الحديبية, for example. قبل وفاة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, يعني هذه حادثة أخرى. And before the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, النبي خطب الناس فقال إن عبدا خيره الله ما بين الدنيا والآخرة فاختار الآخرة. In his speech, the Prophet said, a slave that Allah تبارك وتعالى gave him the choice between this world and the hereafter, and this slave chose the hereafter. فَلَمْ يَفْطُنْ لَهَا أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. No one among the companions understood what the Prophet meant. إِلَّا أَبَا بَكْر. Except Abu Bakr. لِأَنَّهُ عَرَفَ أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عنى نفسه. Because he knew that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was talking about himself. وأن موته صار قريبا. And he will die after a short period of time. وكان عنده لما أسلم كان له 40,000 dinar. أبو بكر كان تاجرا غنيا. When Abu Bakr embraced Al-Islam, he was a wealthy trader. He had 40,000 dinars. Yani 40,000 dinars, much more than $40 million nowadays. Much more. They are worth for much more than $40 million nowadays. So he was a wealthy trader. فأنفق ماله كله في سبيل الله تعالى. He spent all his money, all his everything. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala. كان يشتري الأرقاء الضعاف المؤمنين الذين ما لهم من يحميهم وكان الكفار يضطهدونهم يعذبونهم كان يشتريهم فيعتقهم. He used to choose the weak slaves whom the blasphemers would torture them because they embraced Al-Islam. He used to buy them, then set them free. قال له أبوه يوما أنا أراك تشتري أناسا ضعافا تعتقهم هؤلاء ما يغنون عنك شيئا يعني في المستقبل إذا احتجت إلى معونتهم هم ضعاف ما يساعدونك في شيء. His father told him one day, I see you buying weak people. Then you set them free. In the future, if you need their help, they are very weak. They cannot help you. فقال, he said, يا أبتي إنما أريد ما عند الله. He said, oh my father, I am seeking the reward of Allah. I'm not seeking their help. This is not why I set them free. ثم مر عمر قال كنت لا أسابق أبا بكر إلى خير إلا سبقني إليه. عمر said, every time I wanted to do something good before Abu Bakr would do it, I would not be able. Always he does it before me. He did it before me. قال مرة النبي حث على الصحابة على الصدقة في سبيل الله. Once the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told the companions to pay from their money, from their belongings for the sake of Allah. قال عمر قلت إن كنت يوما أسبق أبا بكر اليوم أسبقه. Umar said, if I would ever do something good before Abu Bakr, this will take place today. فأتيت بنصف مالي فتصدقت به في سبيل الله. He said, I bought half of my fortune, half of what I have, and I paid it for the sake of Allah. قال فجاء أبو بكر بماله كله. He said, Abu Bakr bought all his money, all what he had, and paid it. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا أبقيت لعيالك؟ The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked him, what did you leave for your family, for your wife and children? قال أبقيت لهم الله ورسوله. He replied, Allah and His Prophet. That is, Allah will support them. Allah is the one who creates the support. ثم عند موت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما حصل الاضطراب عند بعض الصحابة كان هو الذي كان هو ثابتا وهو الذي خطب الناس فثبتهم. After the death of the Prophet, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام died and some companions got disturbed, he was steadfast. He addressed the people with a speech that made all of them realize the fact. Umar kana yazun أنهم يموتون قبل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. For example, our master Umar thought that the companions would die before the Prophet. فلما سمع أن رسول مات هدد الذي يقول مات أفعل كذا وكذا. He threatened anyone who would say that the Prophet died. فلما سمع كلام أبي بكر, when he heard the speech of Abu Bakr, وقع إلى الأرض. He fell down, لأنه أدرك عند ذلك أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام حقا مات. Because he understood then that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام really died. ثم بعد ذلك بعدما مات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حمل أبو بكر ما لا تحمله الجبال ثبت ثباتا أقوى من ثبات الجبال. And after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Abu Bakr, after he became a caliph, he was steadfast in a way stronger than the mountains. بعد موت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كثير من العرب ارتدوا. After the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, many people left out al-Islam. They apostatized. في آخر حياة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ظهر أناس ادعوا النبوة في اليمن وحضرموت ونجد في مواضع مختلفة, in different areas, in اليمن, in حضرموت, in نجد. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أرسل after the death of the before the death at the end of the life of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, several people claimed to be prophets in اليمن, حضرموت, and نجد, for example. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أرسل من يخمد فتنتهم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent some companions to confront them. فضعفت دعوتهم. The call became weak. لكن بعد موت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عادت فقويت. But after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the calls became again strong. مثلا جيش مسيلمة الكذاب كان 40,000 مقاتل. For example, the army of Musaylimah the liar became around 40,000 fighters. ثبت على الإسلام أهل مكة والمدينة والطائف. The people of Mecca, all of them, they did not apostatize. The people of Al-Madinah likewise. The people of Al-Ta'if likewise. لكن في نواح أخرى ما بقيت قبيلة إلا ارتد فيها كثير أو قليل. But in other areas, almost, and every tribe, whether many people, whether the majority, or some people among these tribes, left out al-Islam. ثم امتنع كثير من الناس عن دفع الزكاة. Also, some tribes, they said, we are not going to pay al-Zakah to Abu Bakr. قالوا كنا ندفعها للنبي, لماذا يأخذها أبو بكر؟ They said, we used to pay it to the Prophet. Why Abu Bakr wants to take our money? وكان الروم وصار الروم يتحدثون بغزو المسلمين. On top of that, the Romans started to think about attacking the Muslims. وتجمع جيش كبير من المرتدين قرب المدينة لمهاجمة المسلمين فيها. A large army of the apostate gathered close to المدينة to attack المدينة. وكان هناك جيش أعده الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج لقتال الروم, عليه أسامة بن زيد, ومات. وكان هذا الجيش قرب المدينة, كان بعد ما ابتعد لما مات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. There was a Muslim army close to Al-Madinah that the Prophet wanted directed it to go to the area of the Romans. And before going far from Al-Madinah, the Prophet died. وكان فيه كان عليه أسامة بن زيد. The leader of this army was Usama ibn Zayd. We said he was 17 years old. وكان في هذا الجيش أبو بكر وعمر. And among the members of this army were Abu Bakr and Umar. الآن في أيامنا بعض الناس إذا عين عليهم في الإدارة أو نحو ذلك, من هو من يعتبرونه أقل خبرا أو أصغر سنا يقولون أنا لا أسلم لفلان، أما أبو بكر وعمر ما قالا شيئا، ذهبا تحت قيادة أسامة. Nowadays, when يعني in the administration, in the administrative issues, when someone is appointed in a position and some people there consider him less experienced than them, many times they say, I don't want to work with this person. I am much more qualified than him. Why would he be put in charge? Abu Bakr and Umar did not say that. They just went with Usama, 17-year-old. على كل حال لما مات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أسامة توقف ينتظر ماذا يقول أبو بكر. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام died, أسامة stopped. He did not continue his way. And he was waiting for the orders of Abu Bakr. What would Abu Bakr say? في هذا الوضع بعض الصحابة قال لأبي بكر الذين امتنعوا عن دفع الزكاة كيف تقاتلهم وهم يقولون لا إله إلا الله. In this situation, يعني that is, the enemies are from all sides and the Muslims as if they were surrounded in Mecca and Medina and Al-Ta'if in Al-Hijaz, in with this large army of blasphemers next to Al-Medina. Some of the companions said to Abu Bakr, do not fight those who do not want to pay az-zakah. How would you fight them? They say la ilaha illallah. How would you fight them? Abu Bakr aba thabbatahu Allah, ma radi. قال لأقاتلن من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة، يعني كما أنهم يصلون عليهم أن يدفعوا الزكاة، إن لم يدفعوا الزكاة لأقاتلنهم. In this situation, Abu Bakr was very steadfast. He said, I will fight them. Even if they pray, if they do not pay الزكاة, I will fight them. لو منعوني عقالا كانوا يؤدونه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقاتلتهم عليه. He said, if they do not give me a rope, العقال is a rope that they used to give the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, I will fight them to get it from them. لما رأوا كلام أبي بكر وحجة أبي بكر كلهم وافقوه. When they saw the steadfastness of Abu Bakr, his proofs, all of them, they agreed with him. قالوا طيب جيش أسامة لا تنفذه، لا ترسل جيش أسامة إلى أرض الروم. المرتدون قريبون منا، إذا أرسلت الجيش نضعف، خلي جيش أسامة هنا ترسله فيما بعد. قال أنا لا أرد جيشا وجهه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They told him, okay, then don't send the army of Usama. Let this army stay with us because we need it. We will become weaker if this army leaves us. Later you will send it to the Raman area. He replied, I do not stop an army that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent. فأرسل جيش أسامة. He sent the army of أسامة. فكان الخير في ذلك. And this was a good thing. لأن المرتدين قالوا لولا أن المسلمين فيهم قوة ما أرسلوا هذا الجيش. They said, because the apostate said, it is it's likely that the Muslims are strong. Otherwise, how would they send such an army while they are in this position? فَأَحْجَمُوا عَنْ مُهَاجَمَةِ الْمَدِينَةِ So they did not attack, try to attack Al-Madinah. Abu Bakr akhaza al-muhajirin wal-ansar wa hajamahum faja'ahum fahajamahum fashattata shamlahum. Abu Bakr led al-muhajirin and al-ansar. He attacked them suddenly. So he overcame them. And that army dispersed. Thumma wajjaha al-sahaba liqital al-murtaddin. Then he directed the companions to fight the apostates. وَالَّذِينَ مَنَعُوا الزَّكَاةِ And those who did not pay as zakah. حَتَّى قَضَى عَلَى حَرَكَةِ الرِّدَّةِ Until this... until he finished off this movement of apostasy. رضي الله عنه. وبسبب حروب الردة هذه قتل كثير من حفظة القرآن. And because of these battles against the apostate, many people who were among those who memorized Al-Qur'an, many companions who memorized Al-Qur'an, the whole Qur'an, that is, were killed. لِأَنَّهَا كَانَتْ حُرُوبٌ شَدِيدًا مَا كَانَتْ سَهْلًا Because it was a very strong, they were very strong battles. They were not like easy things. في معركة اليمامة في بعض الأوقات أغلب جيش المسلمين تراجع. In the battle of Al-Yamama against the people of Musaylimah, the apostate whoever was Musaylimah. At one point of time, most of the Muslims, they retreated. حَتَّى وَصَلَ الْكُفَّارِ إِلَى مَرْكَزِ قِيَادَةِ الْجَيْشِ جيش المسلمين إلى فسطاط خالد Until the apostates got to يعني, the tent of Khalid ibn al-Walid, the leader of the Muslim army. وكان فيها أسير من أولئك منهم فأفلتوه and there was a prisoner there they let him free عند ذلك ثبت هؤلاء حملة القرآن and that moment those who were steadfast and They, شو يعني رجعوا؟ رجعوا البقية. No, the ones that were steadfast and they called the others to be steadfast again and who faced the apostates were those people who were the people of Al-Quran, the people of the most knowledgeable people among the companions. واحد منهم قال لما رأى المسلمين يتراجعون قال ما هكذا كنا نقاتل مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم One of them when he saw the Muslims retreating he said this is not the way that we used to fight when we were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم تقدم فقاتل حتى قتل Then he fought until he was killed الخلاصة يعني لما بعد ذلك تحصن الكفار في حديقة بعدما تراجعوا تحصنوا في حديقة لها سور. After they retreated, the blasphemers, they took refuge in a vast orchard, like orchard that had a wall surrounding it. بعض الصحابة البراء بن مالك قال ارموني عليهم أفتح لكم باب الحديقة ارموني إلى الداخل. One of the companions البراء بن مالك, he told the others throw me inside the يعني above the wall, I'll open the door for you. قالوا لا تفعل, they told him how are we going to throw you like them. فأقسم عليهم أن يفعلوا. He swore by Allah that they would do it. رموه, they threw him. فقاتل حتى فتح الباب. So he fought until he opened the door for the Muslims. فلما حصل هذا القتل الكثير في حفظة القرآن, أبو بكر جمع القرآن. When this happened, Abu Bakr gathered the book of Al-Quran. لأن القرآن ما كان مجموعا في مصحف, because Al-Quran was not gathered all of it in one book. هذا كان عنده جزء وهذا كان عنده جزء وهذا كان عنده جزء وهذا يحفظ جزءا وهذا يحفظ جزءا وهذا يحفظ الكل وهذا يحفظ الكل هكذا. Because one person would have a part of Al-Quran written with him, another one would have another part, a third one would have a third part, this one would memorize several surahs, this one would memorize half of it, with this one would memorize all of it, like that. Abu Bakr jama'a al-Qur'an kullahu fi mushaf. After Abu Bakr noticed that many people who memorized al-Qur'an were killed, he took attention to gather the whole Quran in a book. فحصل بسبب ذلك خير كثير رضي الله عنه. So because of that, a big benefit happened. May Allah reward him greatly. هذه النسخة فيما بعد في زمن سيدنا عثمان, أمر عثمان أن يعمل منها نسخ توزع في الأمصار, في المدن الكبيرة, في مدن المسلمين الكبيرة. Later, during the time of Uthman ibn Affan, he ordered for copies to be made from this original book, and for these copies to be distributed in the different areas, in the big cities of the Muslims. ما شاء الله يخلص الوقت. ما شاء الله. بعد ذلك أبو بكر سرح الجيوش إلى العراق والشام. After that, Abu Bakr sent the armies to the area of al-Sham and the area of al-Iraq. Do you know what this means? Send the armies to the area of al-Sham and the area of al-Iraq. That is, he sent armies to fight the Romans and the Persians. The biggest two empires at that time.
الذين ذهبوا إلى الشام كان عددهم نحو 20,000 كلهم كل الجيوش. جيش واحد من الجيوش التي أرسلت لمحاربتهم كان نحو 60,000، جيش آخر نحو 90,000 وهكذا. When يعني all the armies, the Muslim armies that were sent to the area of Al-Sham were around 20,000 people. All of them. لأن أبا بكر ما كان يرضى أن يذهب للقتال واحد كان ارتد. لو رجع إلى الإسلام يقول ما نريده معنا. Because Abu Bakr did not accept that someone who apostatized, even if he embraced al-Islam after that, to go with the army, with the Muslim armies. He said, we don't want you with us. So all the sum of the armies was about 20,000. One Roman army that faced them was 60,000. One. Another 90,000. So on. We will not go into these details. Oh. Hey, لكن أذكر شيئا واحدا. أبو بكر قال لهم اجتمعوا. لما رأى ذلك قال لهم اجتمعوا. فإنكم لا تهزمون من قلة إذا اجتمعتم. يعني يصير عندكم عدد كافي لتنتصروا. فإذا هزمتم لا تكون هزيمتكم من قلة العدد بل من المعاصي. فاتقوا الله. Abu Bakr, when he saw that, he told the Muslim armies to gather together. And he told them, with this number, when you are together, this is enough, this is a number enough for you not to be defeated because of numbers. That is, if you are defeated, you would be defeated because of your sins. So, be obedient to Allah. بحفظ الله يا حاج. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So be obedient to Allah. Do not commit sins. So can you imagine these 20,000 gathering and these like 200,000 gathering? طيب. Actually, they were 21,000. 21,000. أرسلوا إلى أبي بكر قالوا أمدنا. They sent to Abu Bakr, send some people to help us. Send us reinforcement. فأرسل إليهم واحدا. He sent them one person. وأرسل إلى الذين يواجهون الفرس واحدا أيضا. And those who were facing the Persians, he sent them one person to reinforce them. Later they knew that this person was really an enforcement. Later they knew that. Anyway. بعد نحو سنتين كل هذا فعله أبو بكر في سنتين وبضعة أشهر. أبو بكر did all of this in 2 years and few months. بعد سنة وبضعة أشهر كان قدم إليه طعام وكان معه يأكل الطعام رجل أشهر أطباء العرب في زمانه يقال له الحارث بن كلدة. أكل أبو بكر لقمة من هذا الطعام والحارث أكل لقمة. فقال الحارث لأبي بكر كف يدك لا تأكل أكثر، هذا الطعام فيه سم، سم سنة، أنا وأنت نموت في يوم واحد. فكان كما توقع، ماتا بعد سنة بسبب هذا السم. One year before Abu Bakr died, that is after 1 year, a few months after he became a caliph, he was eating, he took one bite from the food, and Al-Harith ibn Kilada, the famous Arab doctor at the time, was eating with him. So the doctor told him, stop, don't eat anymore. There is poison in this food. Me and you will die at the same day after a year. This is a poison that keeps affecting the body until one dies after a year. And this is what happened. Actually, they died at the same day after a year from that. قبل أن يموت أبو بكر استخلف على الناس عمر. Before Abu Bakr died, he appointed Umar to be his successor. وهكذا كان. This is what happened. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here. Allah knows best. والله تعالى أعلم. أحد له سؤال عن الذي قلنا؟ Do you have any questions about what we said? نعم تفضل. تفضل. هو الذي أرسل النسخ إلى البلاد. ثم عاد يعني فهذه النسخة رجعت زمن عثمان. ما بعرف صد. I don't know. No, to the Romans. Because before that, there was a fight between the Muslims and the Romans, or the allies of the Romans. Sending Osama was a consequence of this previous fight. Is this what you wanted to ask? No, the Romans did not fight Osama for other reasons. The apostates, they wanted to invade Al-Madinah. So when they saw this army leaving Al-Madinah, they thought again about their plans. They said, if this army is leaving now Al-Madinah, this means in Al-Madinah there is a lot of people to fight, so we will not be successful if we attack Al-Madina. So they stopped there, they waited to weigh the situation. When they waited, Abu Bakr took advantage of that and he attacked them before they did any other move. This is what happened. طيب بارك الله فيكم. نعم تفضلي بغد. What do you mean? If the people who are qualified to do that is the best among the Muslims. In Arabic, they are called Ahlul Halli wal Aqd. The pious people, if they give allegiance to this person, then khalas. The others have to abide to that. No, those who give allegiance do not have to be from a specific tribe. No.
When the Prophet Muhammad mentioned that the Caliph could come from Quraysh, it meant just the first one following him?
No. No, no. Al-A'imma, in plural, he said the Caliphs have to be from the tribe of Quraysh. If among the people of Quraysh there is someone qualified for that position, then Muslims would not appoint someone else. If there is no one qualified, which never happened, but if there is no one qualified among them, then Muslims would appoint someone from other than Quraysh for the tawfiq. طيب بارك الله فيكم نهلل. And this is, if you think about it politically, and this issue protected the Muslims in many eras, if you from a lot of harm for the Caliph to be from Quraysh, this issue protected the Muslims in different stages from a lot of harm. Because the people knew that, they believed in it, so it was not easy for anyone to come forward and say, I want to become the Caliph of I. We'll talk about it, inshallah. Maybe one time we'll talk about this, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, the CDs, the audio, and the DVDs will be ready on Saturday morning. So the last recorded class will be the last class on Friday, inshallah. If you are interested, inshallah, in getting copies, talk to Brother Muhammad Al-Baba, Abu Anas, and Sadiqa. Everybody knows Sadiqa. So they will, you know, tell you the details about how you get them, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, nuhallil wa nusalli ala nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.